We're joined for a kōrero by Nicole McKee from ACT. She's the Minister for Courts, Associate Minister of Justice, Firearms, and it's great to have you on the program again, Nicole. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Great to be back with you, Dale.
Thanks very much. Some surprise, but you perhaps are less surprised. The bill came forward to right the wrongs of 82 regarding Western Samoan citizenship for some, for many of our elderly people who lived there a long time. And many were surprised that both ACT New Zealand First teamed up with Labour, Greens and Te Pāti Māori to support that through to first reading. Some eyebrows were raised as a result, but perhaps not your own. What was your position on this one?
We believe that there is definitely room for that bill to go through to Select Committee to have a whole lot of conversations about how we move forward and how we look to deal with what happened back in 1982 and subsequently as well. So we thought that actually this is a you know, Parliament is a place for people to be heard. Let's hear them. Let's support this through to first reading and see what comes out of it. So we have.
Ka pai. We are led to believe that ACT are looking at Te Pai Oranga Iwi and community panels, Rangatahi courts, and the Taumarama framework where courts partner with iwi and communities. Could you share with us where you're at here as the minister responsible?
Yeah, I was a bit surprised to hear you say that the ACT party are looking at it. It's actually the government, not the ACT party. But we're not just looking at that. We're looking at everything within the system. I mean, this is not just about Te Ao Marama, Te Pai Oranga, the Rangatahi courts, which I think last time I spoke to you, I said, look, if these things are working, we've got to keep them in there. We don't get rid of them just for the sake of it. We actually have to analyse what's working. Are the outcomes there? Is the cost benefit fit for purpose? And if it is, can we roll it out? There's a lot of pilots that are happening at the moment as well. So what's the outcomes of some of those pilots? Can we tweak things to make them even better? I mean, we've got Pacifica courts, we've got family violent courts, we've got the alcohol and drug courts as well. So everything is as expected to be looked at under a time frame that's been set up by the previous government on whether or not these things are working, whether we can as a country afford to roll them out further, or whether we need to, as I just mentioned, make tweaks to make them even better. And if they don't work at all, then do we get rid of that? And if we do, what do we replace it with? What is the sort of things that did work in certain pilots? So there's a whole lot of analysis that needs to go on to ensure that we capture the right ability for everybody to be able to get access to justice, for victims to have access to justice, and then to have that turnaround so we don't get the recidivism or the repeat offending by some. Can we get or establish programs that actually help with that? Some of these look pretty good, and I sat in on a Rangatahi court and I was really quite impressed with it as well. So it's more about what are the outcomes at the end of it. Are we stopping recidivism? Is it fit for purpose? Is the cost benefit analysis there? So we'll be doing that for all of the initiatives as their time comes up for review. It's a standard process.
Tēnā koe. Who does the review, and which of those kaupapa are under the spotlight at the moment?
Well, the main thing that we're actually looking at the moment is some of the pilots that are coming up for review. So the Rangatahi courts, we're having a look at. Te Pai Oranga, we're also having a look at. Te Ao Marama, I've sat down with the Chief District Court Judge and actually said to him, I'm really in favour of the Te Ao Marama framework. I think it looks pretty good, especially in certain areas where we have a lot of rural activity as well, and a lot of criminal activity in the rural or provincial areas. It's, you know, I'm really looking forward to hoping that this is going to work well. And what I'm seeing so far is that it is. So we want to be able to support it where we can. So, you know, like I say, they all roll round for their reviews and their pilots come to certain ends. So, yeah, look, I'm just really looking forward to being able to progress these initiatives that actually do work and do have the good outcomes.
Tēnā koe. Semi-automatics, can you talk with us where we're at here? I hear that They were banned in 2019, obviously, after the attacks in Ōtautahi. But now they are back. Who uses them? What for? What's the situation with semi-automatic guns?
So I guess the country all thought that they were banned back in 2019, but they were restricted rather than banned as into who can possess them and who can use them. So they're not being reintroduced. They were never fully banned in the first place. I think what's just come to light is the fact that they weren't ever banned and that there are a number of people out there who can access them, use them, collect them. And I think this might have actually shocked a few people. But I would like to, you know, just sort of like calm the farm a bit really here and say they've been there since 2019 and we haven't had an incident. And the difference is that they're not widely available. The difference now is that you can only possess them on an endorsement or on a prohibited license. What I'm looking to do is change the licensing system when we rewrite the Arms Act, and it would actually make it even harder to possess certain types of firearms because you'd have to have legitimate reason, you'd have to have higher security than what you need for a standard license, and you'd probably have to go under stricter vetting as well. So the fact is that they're there. They're being used by pest controllers at the moment. They're being collected by collectors. We need our dealers and our gunsmiths to be able to handle them and use them so that they can fix them if they need any work done to them. So like any tool or equipment, you need people to be able to handle them, to be able to make sure they're in good working order so we don't have unintentional incidents with them as well. So I think people thought they were banned, but they were never banned. They were just put on a higher restricted license, and that's also what I'm looking at doing when we change the licensing system.
Tēnā koe, thanks for joining us, Nicole. What are you going to do in the recess, Nicole?
I'm visiting a couple more courts, and I've also got some work to do. I've got a couple of initiatives that I need to put before Cabinet when we go back in the next sitting block. So I'm going to have my head down trying to work on a lot of those initiatives, as well as doing a few more court visits around the country.
Any hunting?
No, Dale. No time for hunting. No.
Good on you, Nicole. Good catching up with you again. So have a good recess, and we'll talk again when you get back into the groove.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you, Dale.
Yummy. Thanks, Nicole. Nicole McKee is with us, Minister for Courts, Associate Minister.